Welcome to the IAB UK podcast.
Hello, James here, and you're listening to the IAB UK podcast. Last week, we launched the IAB UK Environmental Sustainability FAQs focused on making environmental credentials more accessible. Over 35 of our members from across the digital advertising supply chain have committed already to boost transparency and accountability around green credentials. So in this week's episode, I sit down with Sophia Haynes, the IAB's Director of Transformation, and Dave Sandham, Senior Director for Supply Operations at Group M. And we talk about the problem that was solved in creating these FAQs, who's involved, and how they're being used day to day by businesses like Group M. But I started by asking Sophia about why the FAQs were created, given there are already so many initiatives and standards focused on sustainability.
When we started out, we were talking to members about some of the things they were doing within the sustainability space. And rightly, people were getting involved in Ad Net Zero. Some people were looking at RE100 certifications. There were lots of things on the table. But one problem that some of our members mentioned was that they were continually having to ask questions of prospective partners to check on the credentials, receive all this information in and sift through it. And likewise, they were being asked those same questions when they were working with other partners and clients. So it was all quite time intensive. And the questions were similar, but not the same, different orders, a few thrown in. So we felt there was a way that we could simplify this and create a bit of transparency and a bit of efficiency within the process, which is where the FAQs were born.
There's so many questions. I guess you don't want this very long list. People won't engage with it, but equally, you don't want something that doesn't feel like it's got the collaboration and effort behind it. How do you actually go about agreeing, you know, what are the questions that are going to go into this thing?
It wasn't easy, but I guess that's our role at the IAB. We are good at hopefully bringing people together to figure out the best route forward. We brought together a group of mixed organisations, making sure there was representation of media owners, agencies, brand voice, ad tech companies. And we explored what those questions could be, what would be easy enough to answer, but actually have some meaning within it. And that helped us to bring it around to sort of three core areas. So the first part of the questions focus on the company, the details, the size of it, whether it's global or just UK, if there's a person you can contact within the organisation to ask about the detail of the sustainability initiatives. The second area is about the energy usage that the company uses, whether that's renewable and so on. And the third area is around how they engage staff within their sustainability initiatives and programmes. So that sort of really helped us to refine it to not explore the media supply chain. We'd love to do that in the future. But at the moment, we feel that looking at the organisation and the way that it's set up is the best place to start, which is what we want to do.
And I guess this group, I mean, more questions are going to come up and come up as this kind of area changes and grows. And I guess you've got this group to fall back on what those things might go in the future.
Definitely. It's not set in stone. We always said the questions will evolve. We might ask more from those that have answered them. A good example of this was when we talked about offsetting. So offsetting sits within the realms of the questions. Do you offset? If so, how do you offset and who with? But we very much pushed that down the order of the questions because the core thing is to focus, as we know it, on measurement. Then reduction of energy usage, then renewal, how are you using renewable energies? And finally, sort of last resort is the offsetting thing. So whilst that might have been popular or more important a few years back, it's sort of moving down the rank.
It's really interesting. And Dave, let me come to you. Why is an initiative like this, these FAQs, why is it important to a business like Group M?
Well, thank you, James. This particularly was really important to us at the time because we had tried to start a few different initiatives around our carbon calculator, about sharing information in the industry. And what we really liked about this with the IAB team and Sophia was it was just trying to get started. You know, we realised at the start with your point about all the questions, you're not going to get a perfect set of questions and everyone even be able to answer all of them. But once you get started and get something on there, that's what's probably more important for this project in this area of the industry than anything else, is that us all arguing about what the measurement is or what the project should be. If that takes another year, then you've lost all that time. If you can actually get something started, and the real win for this is it raises the awareness of people having to find this information. You know, we've got, I think, a great group of the members who have submitted their information today and at the start. But what that does, hopefully, is it rolls the ball and gets everyone else involved and going, look, well, everyone else is putting the information there. If we can get the information there, then it starts to meet some of those initial objectives. You know, and us as Group M were one of the culprits, right? We kept asking all the publishers tech vendors, you know, give us all this information, send out this RFI and repeat it. And we'd been internally grappling with how do we make this easier for publishers? You know, we need the information, but how do we make it easier? And this project seemed to answer some of those questions. You know, I'm not saying it's perfect to start with, and we didn't pretend it would be, but we can now go on to this FAQs and go, look, if we're going to send out and we need certain information for part of this project, then can we go and find it there, which maybe saves us some time and maybe saves some of those vendors some time as well.
I love this, that get something going versus perfection. I mean, we kind of see it again and again, whether it's things like attention or people talking about measurement and effectiveness in different areas of digital advertising. There's always this sort of call from somewhere, which is like, you've got to get this thing absolutely perfect before it comes out. But often the best way, and I guess there's even more of an imperative here with around sustainability, just to get something going. And it's going to grow organically and it's not going to be perfect at the start and kind of have to sit with that discomfort a little bit.
Absolutely. And it hits the main ideal of collaboration, right? So where a lot of the initiatives around the industry the last couple of years has been maybe one company or someone coming up with a product or a solution. Actually, what this does is say, look, we're not saying this is the answer. We're saying this is a way of sharing your information so that everyone else can learn, right? Well, we need to set these targets or we need to find out this emissions data and puts it in this open domain, which is some of the projects that Group M we've tried to put our weight behind the last year or two as well.
Yeah, I mean, this is a great example of collaboration, but what's your sense if you sort of look back over the last year, couple of years, have people very much been in their sort of their own lane of their own business in terms of what they're doing? And I guess what's changed in terms of people, well, your sense of people wanting to collaborate now?
I think people have always wanted to collaborate. I think it's been very difficult in this area to know how to do that, where you know you start off with a lot of things in our industry of measurement, right? To be able to improve something, you first measure it. And obviously, two or 3 years ago, everyone's like, okay, well, great. We want to improve our emissions scores. Measure it first. And we've probably all got a little bit waylaid with okay, well, yeah, we'll wait till the measurement's there and we can do something about it. And the measurement is, as we found, virtually impossible in a lot of areas in the supply chain. You know, we've done a lot of effort in that area as well. So yeah, going to the next stage of, well, let's park the fact that measurement isn't perfect. There's a lot of effort going into that area in lots of different businesses. But for now, how can we share information or try and improve the efficiencies in that, you know, and Group M, I think, as the IAB, there's lots of movement behind getting agreement on the process, whether it's with GARM or with setting standards. But, you know, sharing all that information up front is a real good way to start on that process.
Yeah, obviously Group M are involved. It'd be very silly if Dave was here if they weren't, quite frankly, Sophia. But give us a sense of who else is involved. Who's it open to in terms of taking part?
So open to all of our members. And we've had great response from all sides of the industry. So The Guardian, News UK, OMG UK and Dentsu, other agency have got involved, PubMatic and Teads. You know, none of the questions are mandatory. Clearly, if you don't answer any of them, it's not going to get published. But, you know, we understand that some companies are going through, for example, an audit, and they're doing a formal audit of all of their sustainability work, and therefore one of the figures might not be finalised yet. So rather than say you can't get involved, put in what you can, and to the point of sort of sharing, you know, if there's some great ideas that anybody can view, if you go to the site, there's a downloadable Excel where you can literally look at everyone, or there's a tool where you can compare based on what are the agencies up to, what sorts of things are they doing, what are small companies doing versus large companies. So you can start to sort of synthesize the data to help get a picture of what's happening. That's helping us to identify where there's gaps and where things are moving forward.
Any observations from you? I mean, anything that you've noticed in the responses?
So personally, I was, you know, really pleased to see that the use of renewable energy was not just a yes, it was often with the companies that have answered sort of the higher echelons. It was like 90% plus of their energy is from renewable sources. We're seeing the majority of companies are putting sustainability questions in their procurement processes. But I know that from initial conversations we've had in the past, that's something people go, oh gosh, we're not, we should. But obviously that's a very quick thing to action. So even if you're faced with filling out the FAQs and you go, we're not, it's probably a pretty straightforward thing to address. So a very quick change that can be made. made. You know, there's been some really specific instances where companies have talked about the fact that they are looking to host, you do all of their hosting for their businesses in regions where renewable energy is plentiful and more available to make it more easy to get to that higher percentage. Yeah. Or they're setting up everybody's laptops with a sleep mode that's much more, you know, sustainable from, you know, how much energy the tech and the devices are using, and bringing it into induction. So there's lots of sort of small step ways and bigger, more kind of significant ways that, that organisations are changing the way they work, which is fantastic.
There's a whole bunch of stats. I mean, it's kind of a stat soup when you look out there, Dave, in terms of looking at the impact of our industry on sustainability. Anything from, you know, 2-3% of global greenhouse gas emissions estimated are said to be related to advertising and marketing operations. What sort of worries you the most?
What worries me the most is not necessarily what that number is, because it's very much an estimate. What we've tried to put more emphasis on in Mulberry, probably the last year or two, and we'd like to moving forward, is more all the other emissions in our economy that we can have an influence on. So yes, there's that 1-2%, which is, you know, directly involved in what we do. Obviously, we think that what we do provides a purpose and a benefit to all of our clients and the economy, and in informing and educating people, as well as persuading them to buy things. What we'd like to do is put a lot of that effort into persuading people to make better decisions, to buy products that are more efficient and economical for society. Yeah. And that's, you know, I think there's a lot more of a groundswell within our business. You know, as a as an advertising business that's trying to persuade people to do things, if we can persuade people to do different things that are better and more sustainable, then I think that's going to be a bigger impact than the 2%, because that can probably affect 30, 40, 50% of the emissions overall.
Yeah. Maybe a couple of years ago, we had a couple of guys from Purpose Disruptors on the podcast, and just their articulation of, you know, they are people from inside the ad and marketing industry, recognize that we're actually really good storytellers and we're really good at influencing people to buy things or use services. And what if you could slightly just change the focus of what we do to influence people to do the right thing around here? I just think it's kind of a no-brainer. Do you see sustainability, perhaps in the same way as effectiveness or lots of other things, being a real differentiator in media? Can you see CMOs saying, CMO of Ben & Jerry's, for example, a brand like that, a very conscious brand, perhaps a B Corp company, saying, actually, let's figure out where the best place to put our money is in terms of the planet and making big decisions based on things like that? I mean, is it going to be that much of a big deal when it comes to differentiating what goes on the media plan?
I think it is in some areas of the market. I think we need to get to a place where maybe it shouldn't be as the answer. It should be, you know, basic, you know, bread and butter, right? Yeah. It should be what we do every day. And I think, again, that's another thing we're trying to move towards, is less on what are the initiatives, or, you know, what, you know, even clients that say, you know, how do I tick the sustainability box by, you know, put X portion of our budget? Well, no, what we're trying to do is, no, all of your budget should be spent more sustainably. Yeah. How do we change all of our processes and all of our partners to act in that more efficient way? Yeah. So, yeah, it becoming the thing that becomes more important in the future. I think it is important. You know, some brands can live off that as a benefit. Yeah. Yeah. We would like all brands to have it as important. It's tricky though, right? So to some clients it's important too, but there's lots of other priorities in their world of whether it's pricing or, you know, cost of living, as well as, you know, the impact of the economy. So there's lots of other things on their agenda. You know, it's maybe industry practices that we work on, things like this, which will help us to go, no, that help the clients to not make a decision on it, right? Yeah. Make it the default.
Yeah, got it. I'll come to you in a minute, Sophia, and talk about maybe some of the stuff that the IIB are doing when it comes to environmental sustainability. But give us a sense of what Group M are doing, Dave.
So we've been quite active in this area for a number of years. So from the moment in 2019, when we did a full audit, you know, with our owners, WPP, around, you know, what is the emissions impact of our business all the way through, and came out of that and said, okay, there's a lot of work to be done, and put a lot of initiative behind building things that we felt weren't there. The biggest being our carbon calculator, where we said, look, no one is able to measure emissions for a media campaign, so we're going to have to do it ourselves. Yeah. And not even trying to say, look, we think we should be doing this, or we're going to do it better than anyone else. We said, look, here is a version of it, which we released in 2020, and said, look, here's our version, and even open it to the industry and say, look, here's how we're measuring it, right? Mm. There's lots of work to be done, because all we can do is estimate certain elements, extrapolate and build that. But it did raise awareness, and it was something we could give to our clients and our agencies and say, look, use this and your client can then evaluate. If they should be already evaluating the impact of their entire business, they can add on an estimate of their marketing emissions as well. And obviously we would love to, you know, our project now is to build on that and make it more accurate. But also we're not going to do that ourselves. Yeah, we need industry to agree what the definitions are. We need external partners. Like, we can't do all the measuring ourselves or pay other people to do it. You know, if we have someone who can focus on the digital supply chain, someone who can focus on pieces of our technology, then great. We need everyone to work together on it. So that's been a big focus for us on not just doing the work for our clients, but also trying to lead the industry to do it together, you know, and reach those agreed standards.
And I mean, you've got a much broader job than just sustainability. I mean, you're looking after, you know, big supply chains and looking at all sorts of stuff. How much more of a focus has sustainability become perhaps since, you know, 2019?
Yeah, I think it's along with, as I said earlier, about it becoming more of a day-to-day. That's what we're trying to move it to this year is, so we've launched our, what we call our responsible investment framework in 2020, 2021, which is all about how we change our investment in media principles to be more responsible around various pillars, sustainability being one of the most important ones, you know, and my work at Group M in UK the last 18 months has been around leading that pillar and how we make that important to our clients and our investment principles. Now this year, it's more about, okay, that shouldn't be little projects and work groups that work just on that. How do we embed that in our day-to-day in everyone's jobs so that it's not, you know, a side project? It should be, right, no, everything we do becomes more sustainable or everything we do should follow those principles. And it's not easy. It's hard work. But yeah, it's nice to be able to take it that next step because I think, you know, the industry and our understanding of it has become a long way since that time.
Nice. Perhaps you'll give us a little sense of what's going on at the IB beyond environmental sustainability FAQs, which have been a kind of a long time in the offing and doing, but there's a bunch of other stuff that we're doing as well.
Yeah, internally as an organisation, I mean, we're small, 30 people, so...
Agile, nimble,
always. We brought in, one of the team suggested a coffee cup ban on disposable coffee cups in the office for, you know, £5 fine if you did it, money went to a charity.
Cost John Muir a fortune.
Absolutely. And such a simple, you know, gesture or rule, but actually those small steps can really add up. And I think that's rethinking those ingrained habits that can help us to sort of move towards these bigger sustainability goals. You know, we've done with our events, we'll always look to ensure we have vegetarian or vegan menus. We'll think about those things. We'll ask people where they're travelling from. We'll encourage, obviously, public transport to get there. We don't have complete control over how people attend our events. But we have a climate group internally who are very active, you know, recycling everything in sight. We've got bins of different types everywhere, just making those small steps. And I recently shared, having been on a training course with Carbon Literacy Project, who I'd really recommend, just really interesting way to get yourself into that space. And they're bringing out digital version of the training soon, so hopefully we can share that with members. But one of the things you do is you do your own personal carbon footprint calculation, and when you put in your flights or not flights, or your whether you've got an electric car or not, or, you know, is your loft fully insulated? It's all those little questions that just make you go, do you know what? There's, you know, some things are big and might not be possible to change today, but some things might be quite small and easy to do. And it does make you think. And then you bring that to work in your day job. And I think to Dave's point about how do you get everybody to take some responsibility, not to just be the responsibility of the person who has assumed responsibility of sustainability. You need to get people thinking about it on their own terms, because then they can bring it into their day jobs and start to make a bigger difference.
I have work to do on that. 11.8, I think, and 8.8 is the average. So some very public accountability for the thousands of listeners that listen to this podcast.
We'll regroup this time next week, James.
And I'll brought that down. If people are listening to this and haven't currently submitted to the FAQs, how do they go about doing it, Sophia?
Pretty simply on our site. If you go to our site /sustainability, you'll see all the information. There's a list of questions you can, I'd say, print out, but perhaps not print out. You can look through the questions and see what they are, because we know that certainly in a lot of businesses, this isn't very technically hard information to get, but it can be around the business. So sometimes it takes a little bit of time to connect with the right people to get it. You can figure out what your answers are. And then there's a form that you could submit via our site and put your answers through. So it's
pretty straightforward.
Painless. Yeah. It's very easy to do. And as I said, they aren't all mandatory questions. So we really encourage everyone to do it, because progress versus perfection, that is kind of the theme that we talked about earlier. It's really important to get started and move forward.
Final word with you then, Dave. Where would you like to see the industry go next? Where's progress going to happen next?
We've been waiting, I think, for a lot of the measurement agreements about definitions to come from, and I say GARM is not the body that's responsible for that. You know, there's lots of people, including us, who are involved in it. I think if we can get some of those really nailed down in the next few months, that will help progression on the overall measurement, and then how we can do what we all know very well, which is measure and then change and reduce. I would love the industry to work more, I think, as I suggested earlier, around the collaboration on reducing all of the processes that we do in a non-competitive way. So it shouldn't be, we're doing this, so yeah, we will sell this and get clients to come to us because you can reduce your personal emissions by doing this. What we feel that doesn't do is, well, all the other media that might be bought that is maybe more emitting is still going to be there and be bought by someone else, right? So the planet hasn't changed, right? What we want to do is improve the planet, so everyone's emissions have to be reduced. And if we can all collaborate on the ways that we do, that's what I'd love to see happen more next.
Brilliant. And very uplifting end as well. Sophia, Dave, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you.
The IAB's Sophia Haynes and Dave Sandham from Group M there. You can view all the FAQ contributors and their submissions on iabuk.com. Just go to the homepage, where you'll find a link to our environmental sustainability pages. There's also information there, as Sophia mentioned, on how you can sign up and submit your sustainability details too. Tickets to our flagship event Engage on Tuesday the 4th of June are now available, and the joy of digital is in the air. Just this week, we announced our first raft of speakers, which include Chloe Davis, founder of It Takes a Village, WeTransfer global sales supremo and ex-Twitter legend Dara Nasser, Good Loop's Amy Williams, Bauer's Lucy Cave, and the queen of all things work and productivity, Christine Armstrong. She's not to be missed. Tickets are selling fast, and if you're an IAB UK agency or advertiser member, you get to come for free. That's it for today. Some belting episodes coming up in the next few weeks, so look out for those. But for now, thanks very much for listening.
IAB UK, building a better future for digital advertising for the benefit of everyone.